And now I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps player Gavin Cullen. Gavin, I suppose we'll go straight into it. A defeat for Finn Harps against St Pat's on Friday night?
Yeah, I suppose it was a bit of a disappointing result, given the form that Harps were in. You know, St Pat's are probably one of the title contenders this season, so it was a good test and a good barometer to see where Harps are at this stage. But by all accounts in the game, they didn't really create a lot of chances, so and probably just deserved to lose the game overall, you know.
Yeah, Ollie said they were out-battled. Would you agree with that assessment then?
Yeah, I agree with Ollie, surely. It's not often that Harps will be out-battled in that division, so you'd expect St Pat's to be more of a footballing side, but apparently this season they've got a bit of steel and a bit of strength and battled quality. So if they're coming to Finn Park and out-battling Finn Harps, no, they're definitely a side to be reckoned with.
Yeah, and Harps had a new sign-in start for them on Friday night. How do you think Johnny Dunleavy done?
He done very well. He played for 60-65 minutes after being out for a couple of years. We all know Johnny's a quality footballer. He's had his injuries and curtailed his career, I suppose, somewhat. And it was a surprise inclusion, actually, to see him in there, because I don't think anybody really knew he'd even signed until this week. So to come straight in and start a game at that level, you know, is a testament to Johnny's ability, so it is as well.
Yeah, and what do you think he'll bring to the team then?
Look, he'd bring leadership. He captained Cork City, to an FA Cup final. He played at the highest level in Ireland, and he played in England when he was younger. So he'll bring that experience and know-how, and he's very good in the ball. You know, time will tell or how many games he'll be able to play with his injuries and stuff. But I'm sure Ollie and the Harps management team will ease him in and sort of try and manage that through the season, you know.
Yeah, and the other game on Friday saw Harps' next opponent, Shamrock Rovers, play. They beat Bowes in Dublin. It was another one-goal victory for Shamrock. Is that a sign of champions?
It is, surely. They're grinding out results without playing particularly well. Very, very hard to beat. Very strong squad. You know, the quality all over the pitch, on the bench, coming on. You know, so they're definitely the team to beat this season. And again, next week, that'll be a huge, huge test for Harps.
Looking at that game for a split second then, does Ollie and his team look at that, think they're only winning by narrow margins, we might have a good crack here?
I think, yeah, for sure. I think Harps this season, with the strength and the depth they have, once they find the feet of what's their best system or what's their best team, you know, they're more than a match for anybody in this league. They can pull results off. I know it would be a shock to get a result and 3 points against Shamrock Rovers, but by no means is it impossible. As you said, Shamrock Rovers only won them by the odd goal, so most of the games in this division are only the odd goal that our teams are winning by, so they're all fairly tight, they're all fairly evenly matched, so like a bit of luck in the first goal or whatever could go Harps' way, you just never know.
Looking back at last night now, and Derry City got their first win of the season, and then the first win under their new manager, Rory Higgins, how big of a result is that for them?
That's massive. If you look, I know they're still bottom on 5 points, but if they lost that game last night, they could have been sort of cut adrift at the bottom with Dundalk winning and Waterford winning. So it was a huge 3 points, huge clean sheet and a big confidence booster. And it's amazing how many times a new manager comes in and you get a result and you get a 3 points, you get a reaction from the players. And now hopefully they can bring that in the next week again, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned there, they're still bottom. Will that win give them the confidence now to look up the table and think we're going to have a right go now, get off this bottom spot?
Well, it gets the monkey off the back of that first victory, which is hugely important. The longer that goes on the season, the more doubt and self-doubt and doubt within the squad is there. And as I say, they got that result away to Sligo, which wasn't really expected. But I think they go away to St Pat's next week, which again is a very, very difficult task. And then they play Harps and the Brandywell on Monday. So look, there's no easy games. So they got that one, but no, the next up won't be that easy either, you know.
Yeah, and Dundalk, they got their first win of the season. How important is that for them, especially with all their recent departures?
Yeah, there was a bit of turmoil there, and there still seems to be. They haven't announced a new manager yet. It's not great for Dundalk, for the squad and the investment in that squad. You would be expecting a hell of a lot more now. They will move up the table, for sure. I'm just not too sure that they'll challenge for the league this year. It looks like maybe a three-horse race at this point, you know.
And finally, another club that had a slow start is Waterford. They got their second win of the season. Will that ease the pressure on Kevin Sheedy?
Well, surely it was a big one. Like, them and Longford, you know, were down near the bottom, and I expect the two of them to be down there thereabouts this season as well. So like, that was a huge 3 points, and we'll see if they kick on. And say it was a big loss for Longford. I think they've lost 4 or 5 in the bounce now, so it's not looking great for them at this moment.
Yeah, it's not looking great for them at the moment. Thanks, Gavin, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.
No bother. Thank you. Thanks.